And it's so important. I mean, Sue, I just love what you're talking about. And it just reminded me, you know, when you're rounding up someone's estate, I remember my mother-in-law, she had been divorced for a couple of years, but I remember that my husband had to go to Mthatha just to go get the divorce decree to prove that she, because we couldn't find it in all her documents. So sometimes you think that you are organized, and then you find out, look, you look in your file, and she's got a file, she's got everything, we look through that, but the divorce decree wasn't in there. We had to go to Mthatha to go and get it from my father-in-law, include it and give it to the executor so that they can continue the process. And those little nitty-gritty things do take a lot.
Well, you know, it's heartbreaking. Can you just imagine? I mean, here you are, you've just lost somebody who's dear to you.
Mm.
And you have to go to their house and you have to rummage through all their belongings.
Mm.
When all you want to do is curl up in a ball and cry or go away or get on with your life. You don't want the stress of having to look for things when you're in the process of grieving. And I feel it's one of the coolest things you can do to your family is to say, oh, well, peace, they're getting mind. All the stuff when I go.
Mm.
Let them deal with it.
Mm.
There is no consideration given to the heartache
mm.
that your loved ones are going to be going through when you're gone. And how much trauma this is actually going to cost them emotionally and time-wise. And also financially. I mean, the longer it takes to wrap up your estate, you can't sell your house, you can't sell your car. You've still got to carry on paying the bond. You've still got to keep the battery going. I mean, you've got all these running costs before you can close that chapter and let it go.
Mm, absolutely. Tell us about, I know recently you had COVID and you couldn't do anything. You were in the hospital. How did this come in handy?
Well, you know, for 3 months I had a tracheotomy, so I had pipes in my throat. I couldn't talk. And I was so weak that I couldn't hold a pen and I couldn't write. And I wasn't allowed visitors. So there was just no ways I could communicate anything. I couldn't say, listen, don't give the cats this particular food, they're allergic to it.
Mm.
Or Silky loves having his tummy rubbed.
Mm.
Or Araya head's being picked up.
Yes.
But my file of life contained all that information. Where my water meter was. It also, which accounts had to be paid, which were being paid automatically on debit order.
Oh, wow.
So Dad knew, okay, these are the three accounts I have to worry about. That's all.
Yes.
SARS correspondence, because I have my own business. He was even able to go into my SARS e-file.
Yeah.
And it was just SARS saying there's a zero balance. But you always worry when you get any kind of stuff like that. So.
Yes.
So it really, all I had to do while I was in hospital for those 3 months was focus on getting well. I didn't have to worry I was going to lose my house because the rent wasn't being paid.
Mm.
I didn't have to worry that the pool was going green because Dad knew who sorted the pool. I didn't know. He knew the gardener's phone number, everything.
Sorted.
Mm. So that is why it's a file of life, but it's a living file.
Mm.
You could go away and both parents could end up in an accident. Who's going to look after the kids?
Sure.
Before you go away, you just take a snapshot of the My Family and My Children page, where the school is, who the doctor is, what medication they're on, what they eat, what they're allergic to, what they love doing. You just take a picture of any single page in your portfolio and you WhatsApp it.
Mm.
You can do that within minutes.
Wow.
Or else you send an email of any page within minutes.
Sure.
It is such a powerful record of your life, and it's lovely because in there we've also got your life's achievements.
Mm.
Preparing for as you're aging, where do you want to be buried?
Mm.
Who do you want invited to your funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want known that you've died?
Mm.
I mean, who needs to know that you're no longer around? What do you want said about you? That's a lovely one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave it up to someone else. They want to say, you can write your own speech.
I love that there's nothing that you left to chance. Everything dotted every I and crossed every T.
Mm, absolutely. So getting back to, you know, before we let you go, just getting back to before I sleep. Are there any specific requirements to become a client of Before I Sleep?
Well, basically, my feeling is that everybody over the age of 25 who's starting to collect assets should already start with their portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're starting to buy insurance policies or educational policies for your children. Even if they're babies, you're still preparing for their educational needs one day. You're getting married, so you've got a marriage certificate. You're renting or buying a house. So as long as you, sort of, I'd say mid-20s and you're starting to develop assets, get in the habit of taking responsibility. Because if somebody doesn't know that you haven't made a will, they are going to look for it. It happened to people in the flats near my parents. They looked for nearly a year for a will that didn't exist. And that's a year of their life gone.
Yeah.
That will did not exist.
No word.
Okay. So, and when you die intestate, the estate wraps up yours. Decides who gets what.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want that.
And no one wants that.
So anyone over the age of 25, specifically single people, very important. Single people have very few people who know anything about what's going on in their life. And don't leave it till you're old or till you're sick. You're not going to be in the position to do anything when you're feeling miserable and you're not well. COVID, another wave could hit us tomorrow.
Sure.
Nobody knows.
And I think that's why it was important, because as you said, you couldn't write, you couldn't speak, but luckily you had the file. You were already sorted.
Correct.
So if you're feeling healthy, I would suggest you get that file sorted.
And enjoy it. Pour a glass of beautiful South African wine or your favorite fruit juice. Light a candle, put on some beautiful music. Celebrate your accomplishments.
Celebrate everything you've done.
Celebrate this is my life. Afterwards, when you're gone, I mean, like Dad was, when he was writing up his accomplishments, there were things my dad had achieved in his life that I never knew, and I was so proud of him. We've even got a section for write your letters to your loved ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
so before you sleep, if you're not feeling well and there's a slight chance that you won't get the opportunity again, write that little note. If you've had an argument and you can't talk to somebody, put it in writing. Tell them how you feel.
Wow, I love it. I love it. So also, maybe before I let you go, people want to get, you know, maybe someone is saying, listen, I need this portfolio. How do they get hold of you?
It's very, very easy. I'm going to give you a few ways. But the first thing is fileoflife.net is the website. It has loads of information. It tells you every section that we cover, from finance to legal matters to your property, your family, your pets, or aging needs. It's got screenshots of a lot of the different templates. You literally just order online. You put in your name and ID number, because we pre-populate every page so that if an executor who's winding up lots of estates, let's say a whole family's wiped out and he's got five portfolios, he can't muddle any page up.
Oh, wow.
But the big thing also is that we never, ever get to see your information. It's totally safe and secure. Wow. You're the only one who's got it on your computer, and you back it up onto a USB stick and keep that somewhere safe. Take one off the premises in case of a fire. Just remember to update it every now and then.
Amazing.
But it's in your hands. LastPass got broken into a few years ago. And everybody's passwords. You know, you don't know who's got your information when it's out there. And you don't know how secure it is, because these hackers are smart. So rather have it yourself. Rather keep it up to date yourself. And know that everything's up to date and everything's organized.
Amazing.
So this year, give this to your parents. Go through it with them before they die. Give it to your children, your teenage children, as part of their birthday or Christmas present. And if you run a company, make it part of the pension payout. That you give it to your pensioners, those that are going on retirement. It is such a beautiful file. I love working with my file.
Wow.
Because it's just such a celebration of life while you're living.
Amazing, amazing. So any other contact information?
Okay, so www.fileoflife.net, My cell phone is 072-276-6222. I'm on LinkedIn, but there are a few Susan Haywards on LinkedIn. But you might be able to find me. And, yeah, we're running a half-price special right now. So if anybody's remotely interested, just climb in.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say to the executor, look, I'm going to give this to you. Will you charge my family a reduction in fees? Because
mm-hmm.
there's nothing you have to do.
Yes.
So even if it's 15%
mm-hmm.
of a 3 million estate, the executor fee on that would be well over 100,000.
Yes, of course.
So you'll certainly get maybe 11,000 back.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, it's cost you 500 rand. That's that.
Wow.
That's it. That's entry level where you get all the masters emailed to you.
Mm.
Excuse me. What we also can do for you if you're old and you want some help, we'll come and put it together for you. We'll provide you with a file with printouts and a USB stick as well. And you can also change our pictures. There's a way to do it through LibreOffice, which is a free download, and we give you the forms and tell you how to change the pictures we've got.
Wow, this is such amazing information, Sue. And I mean, I know everyone wants to have one like this because it will definitely help. But from us, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing us such invaluable information today.
Mm. Thanks so much for joining us, Sue. You must have an amazing afternoon further.
Well, thank you both, ladies, because I feel that this can help delay you and, you know, stop so much pain and suffering.
Mm. True.
Now, when it's needed, when the unexpected happens, and also when you die. I mean, there's just no area where this is not just extremely vital to have.
Absolutely.
One gift that there is on there is if people scroll right down to the bottom of the page, it's an emergency, it's about 3 pages, an emergency contact form for paramedics. Like, it you can stick it on your fridge with a magnet. Mm. What medication are you on? Where wow. is it? You know, overseas, what they call a file of life is maybe an A3 page of your covering what your allergies are, what operations you've had, but it's tiny. We've gone again into way more detail.
Mm.
Put it somewhere visible in your home
yes.
for people that have medication so that when the paramedics come, you could just say, right, that's all, everything they're on, they're allergic to penicillin, they're this.
Mm.
When you're in a crisis, seconds count, and that kind of information could save lives.
Absolutely. It can save lives. So if you've been listening to this interview and you are interested, you can go to www.fileoflife.net or you can contact 072-276-6222. Elegant plastic display.